After years of wondering where he was and what had happened, Robert Levinson's family finally got a look at him and the sound of his voice in a video they received last year.
I am not in very good health. I am running very quickly out of diabetes medicine. I have been treated well, and I need the help of the United States government to answer the requests of the group that has held me for 3.5 years.
That is the voice of Robert Levinson, a former FBI agent. He disappeared in March 2007 while working as a private investigator from an island in the Persian Gulf. And last year, as I said, his family received that video. It was the first sign they had that he was alive.
33 years of service to the United States deserves something. Please help me.
Joining us now is Robert Levinson's wife, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I can barely stand to listen to that. It's a heart-wrenching video. I have to wonder what that was like for you, that moment, A, to find out that he was alive when you received the video, but also to know that he needed help.
Well, first I knew it was him immediately when I saw the video and heard his voice, and so I was happy that he was alive. But, of course, I was very upset about his appearance and that he is being held somewhere, and I have no control over that. I can't get him home. It's very distressing.
He says, he asks in that video for the United States government to answer the requests of the group that has held him here. Is someone making requests of the U.S. government that have not been answered?
Not that I am aware of. The group who is holding him is who we're trying to address in this video and the plea, because they have not gotten back in touch with us and told us what we need to do in order to get Bob home safely.
And the video I assume that you're talking about there is one in which your son David speaks. Here he is speaking on this video.
We tried to contact you, but you never responded. I am sending this message because we need to know what you want our family to do so that my father can come home safely.
So where do you send this video?
Well, that's why we have released it, is because we don't know where to send it.
You know, let me ask you, Christine is Robert Levinson's wife. You know, so often in these hostage situations, we hear advice from law enforcement saying, don't go public with things, don't make details public. That's obviously, in releasing this video and your response to it, something that you've kind of decided not to do. You're going very public with it. Why?
Well, it has been 4.5 years, almost 5 years, since he disappeared. We have tried everything we could think of. We've been quiet for a year about the video, and nothing has happened. I believe that now it's time to release the video and try to get this resolved. We've waited for so long. And Bob, of course, is waiting every day for us to bring him home.
Who are you working? I mean, are you getting the kind of cooperation or collaboration with the U.S. government that you feel you need?
Well, the FBI has a continuing investigation on the case, and I believe they are doing everything possible to try and find him and bring him home. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that up till now, either through the FBI or through the family.
So let me ask you about why you think he might have been taken. I mean, do you think he was simply, as an American, a target because of his nationality?
I really don't know why he was taken. Unfortunately, all I know is that he has been missing since he went to Kish Island in March 2007.
So what other details do you have about his disappearance?
I don't have any. I know that he was at the Hotel Miriam on Kish Island. He checked out, and somewhere between the hotel and the airport, he disappeared.
And that was, you know, nothing else?
Nothing else.
And no one has tried to contact you personally?
No.
Okay, so I have to ask whether you feel or not that perhaps this is simply getting caught up in the negotiations with Iran over other things, some of the diplomatic tiffs going on over the nuclear agencies, over some of the things happening with Iran's neighbors. Do you think your husband is kind of caught in a web of diplomacy here?
I certainly hope not, and I'm not aware of any situation that is happening right now that appears to be that case.
Christine Levinson is the wife of former FBI agent Robert Levinson. He's been missing for more than 4.5 years. Christine, happy holidays and good luck.
Thank you. Same to you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.